Thank you for viewing our presentation on productivity and how application acceleration can enhance it. My name is Matt Smith. I am the Director of Product Marketing here at Expand Networks, and I will narrate this presentation. Our contact information can be found at the bottom of the slide as well as on the last slide. We hope that you enjoy the presentation and look forward to working with you in the future. What does application acceleration have to do with productivity? Well, productivity is really a measure of an amount of work that can be done by a worker in a specified amount of time. If more work is completed by that worker in the specified amount of time, that worker is more productive. On the other hand, if less work is completed during that same period of time, that worker is less productive. Workers today, the employees in our companies, use the applications in our network to do their job and to run the business. These are the tools of our trade. Applications with fast response times are better tools for our employees. As we give better tools to our employees, they are able to get more work done in the same period of time, and this makes them more productive. Quite simply, when the application response is faster, more work is completed. As more work is completed, workers are more productive. Equally as significant, when application response is slowed, less work is done, and our employees become less productive. We want to focus on ways to make sure that our applications are responding quickly. One of the best ways to ensure fast response times is to eliminate application slowdowns. One of the big areas for application slowdown is on that wide area network. There are two areas of slowdown that we are concerned with when we consider the wide area network and distributed enterprise environments. They are congestion and latency. Congestion often occurs at the point where that local area network traffic, which is running at high speeds, something like 100 megabits or even gigabit speeds, must be squeezed into the much lower wide area network links, oftentimes only 1.5 or even 2 megabits worth of traffic, worth of bandwidth there. When there is more traffic being served from the local area network than can be accommodated by that wide area network, we have congestion. We handle congestion by queuing up the traffic. We do not just drop the traffic on the spot, although that does happen in the case of collisions and such, but we queue the incoming traffic until there is room to transmit it on the wide area network. Guess what? Queuing up that traffic slows down the application response time. That is something that we have to fix. The second area of concern for application performance over the wide area network is latency. While there is very little separation between clients and servers communicating on the local area network, the distance between clients and servers communicating over the wide area network is substantial. This substantial distance causes a delay, or latency, in the communication between client and server, simply because the packets must travel a much longer distance. Where we might see local area network latencies benchmark at 2 or 3 milliseconds, it is not uncommon to see the wide area network link latencies benchmarked at 200 or 300 milliseconds, a multiple of almost 100 times. This latency translates into slower response times, which in turn translate into less productivity. While the nature of our global economy dictates that we must have employees located outside of the main office and connected through those wide area networks, our businesses cannot afford to allow these employees to be less productive. We need to find a way to ensure all employees in these distributed enterprises can be as productive as possible. What can I do to avoid congestion on my wide area network? Expand Networks offers two main Compass technologies to combat congestion: compression and QoS. Compression is a Compass technology of data reduction for that wide area network. Sophisticated learning algorithms are able to predict and compress traffic before it is transmitted on that wide area network. In concert with a far-end appliance, traffic on the network is reduced in a compression effect, where no data is lost and less traffic is actually transmitted on that wide area network. The result is that I can transfer data at rates of 5, 6, or 7 times what I might otherwise on that link. While I have expanded my wide area network link capacity, I have also created more space on the same link for other traffic, and I have reduced congestion. The second aspect of combating congestion is Compass's Quality of Service Technology, or QoS. This is where we add that intelligence to the network necessary so that our network understands which traffic is important to our business. Just because I increase the capacity of my network does not ensure that there will be more capacity for my business-critical traffic. In fact, most of the aggressive applications on networks are not business-critical at all. If we simply supplied more bandwidth, these aggressive applications are likely to take it all for themselves, leaving little or nothing extra for our business-critical applications. However, QoS changes that network paradigm, guaranteeing bandwidth and priority for applications that run your business. Therefore, with QoS, despite more traffic being sent than that wide area network can handle, the business-critical application traffic will be guaranteed the space it needs. This guarantee means that congestion will not slow down these business-critical applications, and this performance assurance guarantees productivity all of the time. In this slide, we start talking about some of the mechanics of Compass's compression. The diagram shows traffic flowing from the servers on the top through the WAN and two accelerators down to the clients on the bottom. The accelerators are Expand's product offering. As traffic passes through the accelerators, they build up dictionaries, as shown on the left of the diagram, representing what is known about the traffic. These dictionaries are used by Compass to reduce the amount of traffic sent across the wide area network. As the accelerators start to see repeat traffic, flags are sent between the accelerators instead of the actual traffic, allowing the full traffic to be served locally on the far end. As the matched accelerators keep their dictionaries synchronized, these flags actually point to pieces of data in the dictionary, meaning less traffic is transferred across the wide area network and no data is lost or compromised. QoS is where I tell the network what is important to my business. In order to do this, I must first be able to recognize and differentiate the different applications running on my network. I do this through a process of application classification. Once I have classified all of this traffic by application, I can start to apply policies to these applications, ensuring that the traffic most important to my business is also most important to my network. For example, when the accelerator sees web traffic from a web-enabled CRM application, and at the same time a web request for www.espn.com, it will know that the CRM web traffic is more important than the other web request, and can make sure that the CRM traffic gets the bandwidth it needs while the other web request is queued until space is available. This guarantees that the traffic important to my business performs well and is not hindered when congestion sets in. This same technology also makes sure that the benefits of any other optimization for my business critical traffic are not negatively impacted by congestion either. Let's move on to our second area of application slowdown, latency. Latency is a measure of the time required to traverse the network. As the distance from end to end on the network gets longer, the time it takes to go from one end to the other will be greater. We cannot eliminate latency. It is not possible to either increase the speed of light or reduce the physical distance between two points. However, understanding how applications work, we can be very clever and change the way the applications actually flow, reducing the number of round trips required across the network. When a client makes a request from a distant server, this is not just a one-time hit of latency, meaning the delay is not a one-time 100 millisecond hit. Instead, a single request from client to server will almost certainly require tens or hundreds, if not thousands, of round-trip packet exchanges to complete. Each of these round-trip exchanges add another 100 millisecond delay to the transaction. These exchanges add up very quickly, and this latency also very quickly impacts productivity. In this diagram, we have browsers on one side of the WAN and servers on the other side of the WAN. As traffic starts to cross the network, latency starts to impact the end user experience. Again, transactions are made up of many round trips across that WAN, not just a single round trip. As these round trips pile up, the response times become very high, which in turn translates into poor user experience and reduced productivity. When we add the Compass accelerators into the mix, the way application flows is really changed. Clients and servers interact natively and transparently with the accelerators, and you will notice that their interaction is quite chatty. However, the interaction between the accelerators is optimized so that both less traffic and fewer round trips are needed to complete transactions. Having a deep understanding of how applications work and flow enable Expand to make this optimization without any changes needed to the clients or servers at all. This is how Compass, at a high level, handles optimizations for HTTP, HTTPS, DNS, and FTP. The result is a transparent and seamless optimization that reduces response time and mitigates the effects of latency. Let's go down a level and look at the TCP side of things. This is an area where Compass provides spectacular benefits. When a client wants to communicate with the server, this is initiated with a three-way handshake, SYN, ACK, SYN, ACK. That was three times across the latency-prone WAN, and the only thing we have accomplished is announce that we want to have a conversation. No information has been shared yet. Compass can help with this. Next, TCP is a cautious protocol that starts off all communications slowly, just to make sure that congestion and collisions are not an issue. Eventually, definitely not quickly here, it speeds things up to its full capacity. This slow start is particularly devastating to performance when we are traversing the latency-prone WAN. Don't get me wrong, TCP is crucial to our networks today, and we could not live without it. But TCP was designed some time ago when 64K was considered a good-sized link. In fact, TCP's maximum window size, when it gets up to speed, is about 64K. And this tends to limit single flows to about a maximum of 1 megabit. So, if you had an OC3 with 155 megabits about, between two locations, and the only traffic was a single file transfer, the best rate that you would see on this link would be about 1 megabit of throughput. And yes, this is less than 1% utilization on that link, even though there is no other traffic. Finally, TCP was designed with an assumption that may make sense on the local area network, but is not necessarily true on that wide area network. This assumption is that any packet that is lost is a result of congestion. As such, TCP will throttle down flows immediately and significantly once it detects a missing packet. This results in response time going up dramatically. Expand's Compass technology deals with the difficulties of TCP over the WAN with its own protocol acceleration based on the SCIPS standard. SCIPS stands for Space Communications Protocol Standards. And these standards were developed by NASA specifically for their need to communicate effectively with their assets in space. They had to deal with enormous distances over links that were notoriously both thin and noisy. The SCIPS standard has methods in place to accelerate TCP, particularly in hostile environments. It works brilliantly on our more common terrestrial networks as well. Compass's TCP acceleration starts with improving the three-way handshake, responding locally when appropriate to avoid going across that network at all. Next, having intelligence about all the traffic on the link, Compass does not need to assume there is always congestion on the link and can start TCP flows off at a much accelerated rate. This makes dramatic improvement on the user experience, especially for applications characterized with short transactions. Compass also has the capacity to open up the window size in the TCP protocol. This allows you to really fill up that link with every bit of available bandwidth used completely. This means that the 1 megabit limit on standard TCP are a thing of the past, and those large file, long-distance transfers will fully utilize all available bandwidth. Finally, managing traffic headed for the WAN, Expand has a good idea of when a packet drops because of congestion versus when a packet drops due to noise or other issues on the WAN. Rather than retransmitting the whole series of packets, and rather than throttling down the whole transaction, Expand helps TCP get back up to speed as quickly as possible. The results are phenomenal. Expect to see LAN-like performance across the WAN. Count on application response times that promote productivity. The last piece of Compass technology that I want to cover is SIFS and WAFS optimization. This is a new technology in the space that deals specifically with the inefficiencies of WAN communications with file servers, just file servers. Like other types of Compass optimization, the optimization is transparent and seamless. The idea here is to communicate natively with both the clients and the file servers, but being able to optimize, meaning fewer round trips and less data transfer across that wide area network. We do this with an accelerator file bank in the branch office, which speaks natively to clients in the branch, and an accelerator file bank director in the data center, which also speaks natively to that file server. An important piece of this WAF solution is transparency. All security protocols, such as SMB signing, remain intact, and all access control to files are still completely managed by the domain and the file server. The interesting piece with this type of acceleration is that we are dealing with actual and intact files. Let's go through how this works. As was just shown, the client requests to open a file from the file server. The request passes from the client to the local accelerator file bank, on through the accelerator file bank director, and then to the central file server. By the way, there is no delay in either of those file banks. All of Expand's WAFS technology allows the file server to maintain full control of file access. The file server grants access, locks the file, and the file is passed on through the client. By the way, that file is passed using all of Compass's optimization, including compression, QoS, accelerations, and even SIFS optimization. The client reads the file and makes some changes, then wants to save that file back to the central file server. Native SIFS would require the entire file to be sent back to the file server, but Compass is clever enough to use some caching and compression techniques to send only the changes. The client, communicating natively, sends the modified file to the accelerator file bank. As that file is received by the accelerator file bank, it quickly examines the version 2 of this saved file and determines what parts are different from version 1 on its own cache. Then, only those changes, only that small portion of the file that is new and different, are sent to the accelerator file bank director. The director is able to take those differences, those changes, and combine them with its own version 1 to build a complete and intact version 2. This version 2 of the file is then presented to the central file server to complete the transaction. The lock is released, and the save complete message is sent back to the client. When another client makes the open request for the same file with the central file server, the request is again passed through the accelerators to the central file server, which then passes the file to the accelerator file bank director. The director notices that this file is already in cache, and without transmitting the file across the WAN at all, no data being transferred here, instructs the local accelerator file bank to serve up that file immediately. The result is performance on par with the local area network, an environment that promotes productivity for those remote users. So now we've had a chance to cover several different kinds of acceleration and optimization, methods to combat congestion and methods to combat latency. There are many solutions that have one acceleration technique but not the others, or will do one optimization well, but do not really address any of the other areas that need optimization. However, the real value is being able to put it all together. Our networks do not just serve one application or one type of work. Many kinds of traffic are on our networks, and to really meet the needs of the business, we need a multi-service platform to deliver a complete solution. For example, a WAF solution that has stunning results with SIFS optimization and caching under normal conditions will have next to no value without QoS when the network is congested and that optimized traffic is waiting in queue to get on the network. Consider a 3 megabyte Word file that is being sent over a 256K link with 200 milliseconds of delay. Without any optimization, or congestion for that matter, it will take 122 seconds for that file to make it over the link. Let's add some optimization and acceleration. The first time Compass's compression ever sees the file, it is able to reduce the transfer time to only 49 seconds, almost a 150% improvement. Not bad at all. However, the second time Compass's compression sees the file, it is able to transfer the file in only 27 seconds, more than a 350% improvement. Now we're talking about something great, something that by itself justifies purchasing the technology. But let's continue. Let's add one more technology, compression and now TCP acceleration. The first pass, the first time any of these technologies have ever seen the traffic, the transfer time takes only 28 seconds. This is on par with the second pass of one technology alone, more than four times faster than the unoptimized transfer. When the technologies start working together, we get the 1 plus 1 equals 3 effect. On the second pass, my transfer time was only 9.6 seconds, which is more than 12 times better than the base. These are the kinds of results that will have your completely non-technical end users calling you up to ask what you did to make things better. Finally, let's add on one more piece of technology, and we're going to move a little higher in the OSI stack, this time the FTP acceleration. On the first pass, we are getting 27 seconds, which is still four times faster than the base. Great, love it all by itself. But on the second pass, I am less than a second. More than 60 times faster than the base transfer. This is the LAN-like performance that enables a productive environment, and this is a reliable, completely transparent, day-in, day-out performance that you can count on all of the time. Let's complete our discussion of application acceleration with a checklist. First of all, don't forget about congestion and the need for compression and QoS. Any solution that deals with latency but does not remember to deal with congestion is only part of a solution for your distributed employees. Without QoS, any application acceleration solution will only work part of the time. When things get busy, the optimization drops off dramatically. The busy times are probably the most critical times for the application performance. Make sure your optimization is available all the time. Second, do not forget to combat latency. Even on a long link with no congestion, performance will drag due to the effects of latency. We cannot eliminate latency, but we can mitigate it. And latency mitigation is the technology that consistently produces the wow effect that even your non-technical end users will notice. Let's talk about transparency. Great performing solutions that are difficult to live with or require many changes to the infrastructure quickly become expensive to own. Make sure that your solution works seamlessly in MPLS networks and that security workarounds are not needed in the name of application acceleration. Accept no compromises. Finally, as we consider living with a solution day in and day out, you need a solution that is easy to manage and helps you understand what is going on in your network. Do not overlook central management and central reporting as ways to significantly reduce the cost of ownership. Also, there is a cost associated with managing each remote appliance. Solutions that provide all of the services in one appliance cost significantly less to own than solutions that require multiple appliances in each location. We hope that you have a few more things to think about now with regards to application acceleration. Expand Networks is dedicated to improving the application experience for remote users. When you improve that user experience, you improve their productivity. When productivity is improved, the business runs better, is more profitable, and more competitive. Thank you for your time. Our contact information is at the bottom of the slide, and we look forward to working with you in the future.